I would like to say to the fathers, happy belated Father's Day.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Last time I was here, we were speaking about sin and sins that we don't pay attention to. You know, because you just watch it, all right? You be here on time.
Preach it.
You know, we in this life we do some things that we don't really pay attention to. You know, just like we spoke about the traffic, you know, the speed limit, right? We're supposed to be Christians. We're going through Petersburg doing 50 miles an hour. You know, the speed limit says 25, right? And it's 30. They give you 5 miles, right? So 30, you know. So if they give you 30, you're going to go 35. If they give you 35, you're going to go 40. Right? That's just how we are. And we don't pay attention to that, but that's wrong. And all unrighteousness is what? Sin. It's wrong. But it's something that we just do that we don't pay attention to. You know, Jesus don't even, you know, pay attention to that, you know. You know, but we you know, if we could take care of the small ones, we're able to take care of the big ones. But if we can't take care of the big ones, it's going to be hard to take care of the small, even the small. There's some sins, you know, that we spoke about last week, and there's some that we haven't. Today, we just want to talk about some sins, you know, today, you know. You ain't got to tell me what you did wrong, and I ain't got to tell you what I did, you know, but we're just speaking about sin. One of the sins is gossip. Question, what is gossip? Give me about three people, four maybe, with your definition of gossip.
Gossip to me is when you spread something that you heard from someone else and you don't know whether or not it's true or not, and you passing it on to somebody else, mm-hmm. and you don't know facts, or you don't know whether or not it is true, because somebody said it. You may not even know who it was that said it.
Exactly.
You just continue to keep it going, and you don't know the truth of it.
It's spreading it all over. It's like mayonnaise on a piece of bread.
Gossip is anything you say about another person that doesn't upbuild them.
It's okay. Not That's great. Anybody else? One more. Okay. The Bible says, I won't quote it, but it says, seek both sides of the matter before you come to a conclusion. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes somebody tell us something, and we don't know if it's true or not, but because of the individual who told us, it got to be true. You know, like my wife told me something, so it got to be true. My husband told me something, so it got to be true. Jerry told me something, so I know it's true. But it don't have to what? Be true, right? Until I seek the other side of the matter. And that is stating in Proverbs, is speaking like, just like if you're in court, right? And the defense, the prosecutor said that you've done such and such. You're guilty of doing such and such. And if you just leave it right there, it sounds like you are guilty until the defense come up and give the other side of the, and then you're able to say, go ahead.
Let me quote one of my favorite scriptures from Proverbs. My argument against my brother was very convincing until he had a chance to speak.
Yes, sir. That's amen. Right? And you know, we get into that, you know, to that, you know, and we have, like you said, you have to be careful of gossip. You know, that gossip is one thing I just don't like. And, you know, some people, they start speaking about somebody, and I just, you know, I just don't want nothing to do with it, you know, because I always get in trouble when gossip, right? Because as soon as I say something about somebody, here they show up. And I got to look them in their eyes, and I just talked about them, you know. I feel just as low, you know. But gossip is not good, you know. When you speak, it comes like this. When you're sitting down, and, you know, you're gonna talk about people. You're gonna say something either good or bad about them. But I think it's the extended time that you use to say, because if you start talking about somebody, about Jerry, 2 o'clock, and here's 4 o'clock, and you still talking about Jerry, something is wrong. That's gossip, you know, because you really, you know, you got something to say. But, you know, gossip is not good, it's to talk about folks, you know. If you need to know something, go to the individual, you know. If you need to know, but to talk about them, you know, if you see something wrong with the hair, if you see something wrong with the whatever, go to him. That's what the scripture tells us to do. Are you with me? Go to that person and say, listen, you know, come on, let me holler at you, right? And if that person hits you in the mouth or whatever, you don't what you're supposed to do. Are you with me? You know, because this is on your heart, right? But, you know, Did you see how she looked? You know, and when you start doing stuff like that, you're spreading stuff. And one thing about spreading, especially just like what was said, if you start spreading the wrong thing, you could cause chaos, you know, like he did it, you know. But he didn't really do it, but he looked like he did it. He did it before, you know, so he must have done it. Right? Because 2 or 3 people said he'd done it. Are you with me? So he got 2 or 3 people against him, right? So, but just because a lot of people say so, it doesn't make that it's so. Remember when the spies went out to spy the land in Joshua and Caleb. Came, there was 12 of them that went out, right? And 10 of them came back, 10 against 2. 10 said, we can't do nothing with the land. 2 said what? We got it. Right? We got it, right? But because it was more saying no than yes, they went along with what? The majority. And sometimes that's what happens with gossip, the majority rule. And if you told a lie on somebody and you got people into trouble, it's on you. Because you caused them to think this way about a person and it's not true. And though hand join in hand, the unrighteous will not go unpunished. That's what the book says. You know, so forth and so on. But gossip is not good. And like I said, you know, go ahead.
Along that same line, mm-hmm. Of course, we're admonished in Scripture in regard to a lot of that attitude and mm-hmm. That type of action.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ephesians 4:29, you'll read it from the New International Version,
mm-hmm. Where
it says, do not let any unwholesome talk
mm-hmm. Come
out of your mouth,
mm-hmm. But
only what is helpful
mm-hmm. For
building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander,
mm-hmm. Along
with every form
mm-hmm. Of
malice. Gossip falls in that category.
Book, just the book.
Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave
you. Amen. And that's something that I want to speak about forgiveness too, right? But that's something that's you know, hard to do, you know. And when we don't forgive, is that a sin?
Yes.
If God say it and we don't do it, it's sin.
Yes.
You know, because we are to forgive. But before we get to that gossip, like I said, you know, you can sit down. You're gonna say something about somebody. If somebody did good, you're gonna talk about it for a while. If they did bad, you're gonna say something. You know, wow, right? But when that thing lead on for a couple, right? And then when I see Jerry again, we start all over about the same thing. Are you with me? That's gossip, you know. And, you know, I can't wait to get back to Jerry so I can finish this thing about my brother. You know, because we had a good old talk, you know. But gossip is no good, and that's a sin that we sometimes we don't pay attention to. It's just like we talk, you know. It's like it's normal, you know, to say something about somebody, but be careful how long you use it. If you go ahead, Jerry.
There's another phrase out there where there's many words in a conversation, sin abounds.
Mm-hmm.
You keep on speaking.
Mm-hmm.
You keep on rattling sinful things for committee.
Yes, sir. It'll come out. And you didn't mean it to, right? And then the thing is, you don't pay attention to it. You see, because if we pay attention to sin and we know we're not supposed to do it, we won't do it. But if we don't pay attention to it, it'll be done and we have no clue. You know, it's like, God, why are you mad at me? What did I do? You know, you said gossip is not good. Another one is busybody. Give me some examples or a definition of being a busybody.
Bringing and carrying bones, that calls
away. Ooh. That should be written in a book.
Yeah.
Busybody. You got one?
I didn't hear that. What was that?
Say it again, sir.
Bringing and carrying bones.
Ooh. Bringing and carrying bones? Mm-hmm. You know, just give me what you got, you know, anybody, you know, you ain't got to be embarrassed. We, you know, I don't know it all, you know. When I give you my definition, you might laugh at it, but, you know, let's talk.
How about doing busy stuff that doesn't have anything, as a Christian, it's not helpful to anyone, doing, you know, that you could do something better to be a help to someone and not saying, no, I can't do that with you because I've got to, you know, polish the silver or whatever. I don't know. But doing stuff that's not helpful and beneficial.
Exactly. It ain't edifying. Nothing. Go ahead.
I'm going to say busybody is always stirring up confusion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's always into creating some kind of conflict, and then they're not involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a person is going down the road, you started out with coming traffic,
mm-hmm.
and a person going down the road, weaving it out of traffic, they're causing chaos.
Mm-hmm.
If the accident happened, they're gone. You know, but the damage is done. A busybody is the same thing, it's like going out and starting fires, and then they're gone.
Yes, they go on. And you know. And then, you know, I remember the guy, he had a mask on and he robbed the store, you know, it's on TV. He robbed the store, right? And then the police came, but he came back without the mask and asked the people, what's going on? What's happening? You know, but he was the one, right? But anyway, busybody. I'm going to tell you something that happened to me, right? One came to me. You know, when me and my wife first got married, right, I worked out of town a lot. All right? I worked in Northern Virginia. Barbara didn't have no problem with it whatsoever. None. She didn't have no problem with it. She just wanted me to bring the money home. Are you with me? You didn't have no problem with it. One came to me. And this is what this woman said. You ain't fooling me. I know what you're doing. And I'm trying to figure out, so what if Barbara know too? Are you with me? What you know, I wonder if Barbara know too. Are you with me? Now, because I work out of town, right? You know, I'm not fooling this person. You know, you ain't fooling me. I know what you're doing. You know, I know what you're doing. You ain't fooling me. Maybe how I looked on my face or whatever. You know, or whatever, right? But this person was in our house. Are you with me? Me and Barbara ain't had no problem with that. Are you with me? But this person had a problem with it. Why? Why are you in our house? Another time, you know, my wife was cutting grass. A neighbor came and says, why are you cutting grass? You shouldn't be cutting your grass. Now, your husband should be cutting the grass. You know, why are you cutting the grass? You know, what's wrong? What's wrong with you? You know, like something really wrong with Barbara for cutting the grass. Barbara just loved to cut the grass. Now, if you want to know what she said, ask her after class, all right? Go to her and ask her after class. You know, but this person was in our, this person, go ahead. No.
I'm not.
This person was deep in, you know, our home, our house, right? And the other one, because, you know, they was married like 40-something years back then, right? And they don't never hear nothing. No arguments or nothing out of our house. Something got to be wrong. Are you with me? Because they was married 40-something years and they argued every day. Right? And why y'all don't argue? You see, why don't y'all argue? I don't understand that. Something got to be wrong with that. So I've got to investigate in this. I got to see what's wrong in this house. Because ain't that much quietness in the world, you know. It's just not right, you know, to be, you know. How come y'all don't argue like me and my husband, you know? But we still together 40-something years, and we argue every day. How come you don't argue? Couldn't understand it. Another time, one came to me and says, how long were you living here? I said, how much did you pay for this house? Okay, I don't know, you know. And after that, so you still have you paid for it already? Okay. All right. Okay. Like I said, how long you been here? How much more you got to pay for it? And all these questions, right? And I'm thinking, right? Why do you want to know these things? And this really happened. I ain't making this up. I'm not going to tell you the name of the people, right? But this really happened. You know. How long you was staying here, right? How much do you pay per month? Yeah, I mean, all of that, right? Why do you have to know all of this? Are you finished paying for it yet? Yeah, why? Busybody. People just need to know what's going on in your life, in your house, whatever. Go ahead.
Well, again, you mentioned that, of course. 2 Thessalonians 3. Verse 11.
Say that again.
2 Thessalonians
okay.
3,
okay.
Verse 11. Again,
okay.
Reading from the New International Version.
Okay.
We hear that some among you are idle. They are not busy.
Okay.
They are busybody. Such people we command and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to settle down and to earn the bread they eat. And as for you, brothers, never tire of doing what is right.
His idle, we say this, an idle mind is what?
Devil's
workshop. This is what we say. I don't know if it's in the scripture or not. I ain't never seen it in there, but it makes sense. You know? When you're idle, you start thinking of things to do. You know, and you become, you know, what to do and what's going on here and what's going on there. And that could happen, right? But being busybody, it's just a nosy person, a person who just got to know. You know, just got to know. I have worked with people for years. And I didn't even have to know how old they were. Maybe I'm blessed with this and you, and maybe some of you're not. But I got that. Some things I ain't got like you got, right? But I got that. I don't have to know things. I don't have to. I could look you, I could be with you forever. I don't have to know your age, right? I don't have to know how much money you got in the bank. Let's just be friends. Let's be friends. You know, I don't have to know all of that. But you have some people who just got to know. They just got to know what's, you know, like I said, you know, what's going on in with me and Bob, right? You know, we don't never argue. Something ain't right about that. Coming out of the house laughing all the time, spotted all the time. That just don't compute. There's something wrong about that. But me and Barbara know how to do it. If you need some suggestions, come to us. Right? You know? It ain't that we never, you know, because we had our brawls at times, you know, but we was quiet with it. Barbara, you know that's wrong. You know, we was quiet. Nobody know, right? We was real quiet with it. But, being, that's another sin that folks do. They get into, right? And it don't seem like it's important enough to stop. And those sins that don't seem to be important enough to stop is the sin that we need to pay attention to, because, you know, we need to stop it. Because the Bible teaches us some things. It teaches us about, I don't remember, but it says if we continuously sin, right, then God, he died for nothing. I think it's Corinthians. I'm not sure. He died for nothing. If we continuously, you know, sin, he died for nothing. And those sins that we don't pay attention to, it's like it's on and on and on. And believe you me, somebody's watching us a lot. Are you with me? And you know what they say? If they see us doing it, it must be what? Right, it's okay. You see, it must be okay because, you know, this brother, he's a deacon, he's an elder, he's a preacher. You know, he's been in the church for ages, and he do it, right? So it must be right. You know, it must be right because he do it. Somebody's watching us. So that these sins that, you know, that we do, you know, we don't pay attention to is just as important as the rest. Because there's no little, there's no little sin, and there's no big sin, right? Sin is sin. And the Bible says all sins separate us from who? God. And we don't want to be separate. Go ahead.
I believe this is what I found in Hebrews 10.
Yeah, that's it, 10.
10:26, again, the International Version.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and a raging fire that will consume the enemies of God.
Yes, sir.
So if you think it's hot here.
Oh, boy.
And another thing I was thinking about your story. Isn't that a good teaching tool? I mean, sure, all the years you've lived in that neighborhood, you should know that you're a preacher. And that would have been, well, let's go to the Bible and see what he says about arguing and complaining. Let's go to the Bible and see what it says about being a busybody. Mm-hmm. You know, but don't stop there and feel bad about it. You should use that as a teaching tool to convert this neighbor, because I think he's jealous of your happiness.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's itching for. He wants what you have, and that's a good opportunity to let him know, this is how you can have what I have.
Yes, that's right.
See?
That's right. Like that. That's a good point. Thank you, sis. That's a good point. And what you said, if we just plan on sinning, it's like Jesus, you know, what you've done for us. Hey, Jesus, what you've done for us, we don't really we're not appreciative. You come on in, sir.
Mr. Norris sent me up here.
Okay.
Sure. And somebody up there with a message. She told me to tell Mr. Wesley that she's in rehab. She fell and fractured her hip on the 14th of this month. And she's been hospitalized ever since. And she wanted to go. Mr. Norris.
Mr. Norris.
She's been living a couple of times with the walker.
She's been there a couple of times with the walker.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Washington. That's very kind of you to share.
Right.
We'll be praying for her.
Right. Because she asked me to come up here and let y'all know she's in. She's in the Riverview Rehab.
Riverview.
In Oakland, right next to John Randolph.
All right. Would you like to join us for Sunday school?
No, sir. I've got to get over there where she is. Right?
Okay. So thank you for bringing that.
Thank you.
To
it. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. God bless.
Yes, sir. Gossip and busybodyness. That's, you know, those are some things, like I said, you know, if we're not careful, we do a lot and not pay attention to it. And the sin that we don't pay attention to is still sin. You know, it's still sin. If we sin it and we don't pay attention to it, it's still sin. I'm standing up here before you. I'm not perfect. I'm in the same boat. Sometimes I do things and not, you know, the speed limit, don't pay my bill on time.
Let me interrupt you if you may.
Yes, sir.
Let's lead us in a prayer for Dolores.
Dolores?
He's just
okay.
In the hospital. He'll be rehab.
You
lead.
Okay. Dolores.
Dolores.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you. Thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for your church. Thank you for this congregation. Thank you, God, for this day that you've given us to get up and come out to worship you in spirit and in truth, God. You didn't have to do it, but you did. We come on behalf right now of Dolores, God, that she's in a place now, Lord, that she needs comfort. She needs you, Lord, in it, God. She needs you to just comfort her and keep her well, Lord. We pray for the man who brought the message, that he that you would bless him to be a comfort to her, God. God, we just pray that you would heal her, strengthen her, bless her with her needs, God, that she might come back to the fold quickly, Lord. Help her, Lord. Bless this congregation that they may be a comfort to her, that they may visit her, they may call her, they may do everything that would help to heal her. Thank you, God, for all that you've done for us and the understanding that you've given us to be understood. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Okay. What time?
He's still got a bit.
12
minutes. Okay, all right. Okay. Boy, busybody is you know, we sometimes, you know, we get there and we don't even know we're there. Mm-hmm. Gossip, we get there and we don't know we're there. another sin. Go ahead.
You know, busybody and gossiping, a lot of people do that to try to justify or cover up the sins and struggles that they're having.
Amen.
It's like in Scripture, it tells us don't point out the moat, the splinter in somebody else's eye, you have a beam in your own eye.
That's right.
And a lot of times, people who do that are doing that because they want to feel better about themselves. You got to look at it this way. When we bring out people's shortfalls, you talked about gossip earlier, shortfalls, it could be true. Everybody falls short of sins. If we gossip, we all have something to gossip about ourselves. Do we really want people to gossip about us if we're gossiping about them? Because we're all sinners. We all fall short. We all have something to gossip about. And a lot of times, I think people are just doing that to try to make themselves feel better. Because, like Jerry says, spending every effort you can to edify and uplift. Or if somebody has a broken leg, you don't go look around and say, Leslie, hey, you know, you got a broken leg, isn't that funny? That man needs help, or that person needs help. You address to that person, hey, you got a broken leg, we need to get you fixed. Or, what can I do to help? And this world, like you said, I like how you were putting it, we don't even think about it. These sins that we do on a daily basis that we only think twice about. If you do it without thinking, how much of a negative impact it has.
We're going to be talked about. I don't care who you are. Donald Trump, you could be. What the other president name was? What's his name? Oh, Biden. Excuse me for not remembering him. But you're going to be talked about. I don't care who you are. But the Bible teaches, and I don't know this scripture, it says, but when somebody talk about you, make sure that if it's bad, it's not true. That they might come to shame. Right, when they do speak about you, make sure that it's not true what they say, because if it's true, then you know, let it go, you know. But being a busybody, that's not good. And saying I'm sorry, we just pass that over, you know. It's like, yeah, right, you'll get over it, right. You know, but that's just, if God says, the scripture teaches like this, it said that if you've done something to hurt your brother, before you go to the altar, but go to him and get the thing right. Are you with me? That's what it tells us to do. But sometimes we do it, and then we just, you know, I'm not going to say that. Say you're sorry. If you know somebody something wrong, you know, and especially if you know what's wrong. Sometimes, like I said, we don't know what's wrong. That's why we got to be careful with the mouth. You know, because the Bible speaks about that tongue. You know, it speaks about the tongue as giving life, and the tongue could give death, bring death too. You know, so forth and so on. So, go ahead.
I think, the scripture that you're looking for again, all right. 1 Peter 3.
I like.
Verse 16.
Thank you, sir.
New International Version says, I'm going to start with 14, 15. Always prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against you, your good behavior in Christ, may be ashamed of their slander.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Make them eat their own words, you know, so forth and so on. That's Bible, and it's good to know Bible. You know, it's good to know Bible. Like I said, saying I'm sorry, right? If you done somebody something wrong, don't keep that thing growing and growing and growing and growing. Just go, you know, even if you meant to hurt the person, you know, at least go to them and say, listen, I'm sorry. Let that person heal. You may not be healed, but what you're doing, you know, it's just like, say, you hurt me, McLaughlin, right? You hurt me, right? And I say something, you don't know that you did, and I say something to hurt you bad, and I meant it, right? Right? And I'm not going to say I'm sorry, because it'll take all the juice out of it. Are you with me? You know, I want you to feel what you know. Are you with me? And I'm not going to do it. Are you with me? But you come to me and you say, well, Pastor, you know, listen, I'm sorry. You have done the right thing. Are you with me? For what you've done to me to make me, right? Now, if I don't do something about it, that weight is on me still, right? But you have freed yourself, right? And sometimes people, they say things and do things to folks, and they meant to do it, right? And they just cannot say I'm sorry, because if I say I'm sorry, it ain't going to do me no good, because I meant to do it, right? And we, go ahead.
In those kind of situations, I just got to remind the brother or sister in that special circumstance. Brother or sister, do you think it's hot here?
And brother, can I say, I would have been reminded throughout my life that my tongue may not always represent my actions.
Mm-hmm.
And Colossians reminds us that our how does it go? Let our words be seasoned with salt.
Yeah.
And if we have all this time to be with the gossip and be busybodies, then we're not able to be of time with the Lord's work.
All right.
And that's almost like us doing that, you know, when we talk about we are time is spent.
Yeah.
Like some of us have had time to set ourselves apart from our devices and other things, and we need to be mindful to set ourselves away from these things. And when we think about the tongue, I'm talking symbolism here, because I believe the scripture tells us that the tongue of fire fell upon us, because we talked about the Holy Spirit when you talked about gossip earlier, and Ephesians, when it came up, do not let any wholesome talk come out of us, because it affects the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But the Holy Spirit came upon the people in a tongue of fire, if I remember the scripture correctly, in a tongue of fire. The symbolism, like, it's like, wow, you know, the tongue of fire.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that means anything, but when we think about how God is showing us the symbolism of things around us,
mm-hmm.
it's like, you know, he comes in fire, he comes in water, and other symbols that the Word and the Holy Spirit is around us. That tongue, I don't know, it just impacted me when it was reminded that our tongue with the Holy Spirit comes at us in a tongue of fire. And if the Holy Spirit is in us, do we want to harm ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk, and had people pray with me last week because of a conflict I had at work, and I had to think about my words, but I had to think, now, do I want to harm myself when I talk? So, and I got to keep
moving. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. You know, if we have, like you said, if we have time for this, to do these things, we'll do it. But we have to not have time. The Bible said there's a time for all things. But in it, I believe it's a time for us not to have time for. So if we don't have time for gossip, if we don't, listen, I don't have time for it. You know, if Mary Sue Ellen called you and said, you know what happened to you? Look, I don't have time. Are you with me? If we don't have time for it, we're not going to. You know, if we don't have time, right? We just don't have time for certain things. It's just like I tell people today, this is me now, right? And like I said, hear me now. I know people going to talk about me. You know, I got that. I've been here for 40-something years. But anyway, you know, people, I already know that. I got that. So it ain't like, you know, what? People speaking about me behind my back? No. It's an understanding that it's going to happen. and I got it. But I've told myself, I've been here such and such years. I can count from at least from what my mom and dad told me. I've been such and such years here. I don't know how much I got to go. Are you with me? I don't know how many more I got. So what I want to do is use the rest that I got wisely. Are you with me? You know, that's what I want to do. I ain't got time to hate nobody. If you don't like me, I got it. Many people don't like me. You know, I remember, and I know something, but I remember, went home, right? I ain't seen a boy in about 20, 30 years, right? And I was so happy to see him there. I said, hey, man, how you doing, right? And one of the first things he said, remember what you said to me. I ain't forgot that, man. I that is 20, 30 years. Right? And to tell you the truth, standing before you, this man, he wanted to fight, right? Because of what I had, I must have said something to him that was hurtful, you know, whatever I did or whatever, right? But he remembered that thing, right? And he was bitter, right? And I'm saying, wow, why, right? So for me to you, right, this is Kenny Patterson. If you want to know a little bit about me, right, they tell me how many years I've lived here. Well, how many, Brother Patterson? Don't worry about that. They told me how many I've lived, right? But I don't know how many more I got. So what I want to try to do, Jerry, what I want to try to do with your help also, and I'll help you, I want to try to give every bit of it to the Lord. I'm going to try my best to use every bit that I have, maybe 2 days, maybe 3 days, I don't know, you know. But I want to do, that's what I want to do. I don't want to be a busybody. I don't want to gossip about nobody. I ain't got time. I just don't have time for those things. I don't even have time to be prejudiced. I don't have time to hate. I just don't have time for it. I just don't have time. And I ran out of time. Amen. Would you please close us with? Yeah.
You all bow with me. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you once again and just bowed heads and humbled hearts in your presence, Lord. Lord, we are so grateful for this opportunity this morning we had to study your word and to better ourselves as Christians, Lord, and we're so thankful for the fellowship we have to help one another in this room, in our times of needs, and the struggle of life, because we know that Satan's just waiting for us, and we can help each other fight those battles that he has for us, Lord. Yeah. Let us spend the rest of our time and dedicate the rest of our time here on earth to you, Lord. Not to do our will, but thy will, Lord. Thank you for this lesson that was given to us this morning and the one we're about to receive. And thank you for the opportunity we're getting ready to sing praises to you, prayers to you, the Lord's Supper. Thank you for being a part of that with us as we worship you this morning. I pray all these things in Christ Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.